How many relationships are based in the lower realm of contort and control? Does your love come with terms and conditions applied to another person's soul? Crazy, isn't it? That we call this place a prison, but internally infuse it into our nervous system. We're so desperate not to be abandoned that we contort and abandon ourselves. Or we demand that someone else abandon themselves. Because, collectively, nothing else measures up to divine love, running around, crucifying ourselves and each other, creating martyrs in the name of mud, contracts and debt. Hell, even in love we can't forget. So afraid to be separated that even the pure magic of the heart is negated. Separation is the myth, and this entire apparatus thrives off it. But here's the truth of love. Real alignment is an intensity. It's not the mental, emotional tsunami of chemistry. That's just your limbic system. The lizard circuitry reacting to encoded familiarity. The neural pathways written in the background of the day, do day, do day, do day. Fear not, awareness is the cure. Real alignment is calming, natural flow. The contortionist need to appease, or the despot's drive to control. It is the safety of the journey home and sovereignty together. Each is present in their fullest capacity, self-coherent, self-resonant. There is no deluded desire to diminish or create dissonance, because both are, and there always is, more than enough embodied living of the infinite. Envision true love as a form of singularity, undiluted entanglement, this interconnected wavelength of eternal resonant harmony. So, I ask you, where in your quest for love do you move? From the conditioning of scarcity, from the mindset of separation, from the fear of abandonment, from the expectation of martyrdom, whether of yourself or another. Allow your awareness to be gateway to a new way of being, the key to unlocking a now altered reality, where you are free to be the genuine architect of love. And for me, personally, I want to be so strong in my song, my authentic melody, that when we come together, the